Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2 says that, chapter 2, verse 2, you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Really, I mean, in this world, you can see there are many disobedient persons, right? Because the spirit of the air work upon them so that they become very disobedient. Sometimes I see some kids, we wear pants over here, but they pull their pants down here and show their butts when they are working. I don't know why people do that, right? And sometimes when, you see, usually people have normal hairstyle, but sometimes you see people have hairstyle of Japanese cartoon. All the hairs cover one eyes. And, you know, like that, right? This is all like try to show they are rebellious. People like to dress normal, but, you know, if you are rebellious, you want to dress like Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga hairstyle sometimes so weird also. Now this is, again, show they have a rebellious heart inside them. And they follow the princess of the air. When you do Kung Fu, right? Tai Chi to do breathing is fine, right? Because you practice breathe in, breathe out. But when it comes to meditation, you should be very careful. Usually, Kung Fu went into the depth. They do meditation. Now, meditation, at that time, you meditate what? There's no religion for you to meditate. You meditate, sometimes the spirit of the air might come in and you will be in trouble. So even yoga, right? Yoga, if it is like a low-level yoga, I don't know, maybe it's fine, right? But if you search the word yoga in internet, usually you see Buddhism's Buddha or in Hinduism's gods. So you should be very careful. Some very basic movement maybe is fine, but if you're into it, I think you might, anything that might have Buddhism or Hinduism background, you should be careful. I'm not against Kung Fu. Kung Fu is fine. Taekwondo. All those are good, right? Kicking, hitting, no problem. But anything have to do meditation and some yoga that really have to do with, because a lot of yoga imitate animals. And yoga, I'm not totally say you can't do it, but really, if my children or my wife, I really suggest them not to do it. You know why? Because one day my wife was practicing yoga, and when I look at her movement, this is exactly the movement I saw when people got demon possessed. I'm serious. The way that they moved. Maybe it was in depth of yoga. I don't know. So then I don't want her to practice yoga. But again, so many brothers and sisters are doing yoga. So, but again, if why don't you just search internet by yourself? Just search, type the word yoga and see what you see. I bet you are going to see a lot of Hinduism's idols. Exercise is good. A lot of movement, you yang wu dao is good. You know, what is you yang wu dao? Interpreter, what is you yang wu dao? Do you know what is you yang wu dao? What is you yang wu dao? Anybody? Cardiac? Yeah, they follow music and they do this. That is fine. That is, you know, you follow music, you do this and that. That's fine, right? There's no religious background. You want to exercise your body. That's fine, right? But so there are so many type of exercise. Why do you need to have exercise have to do with pagan religions? That is my suggestion. Because again, you got to because over here it says that the the princes of the air. The princes of the air actually is Satan. Oh. I think Pastor Futi or someone else testified that they do Kung Fu in a very low level with meditation, and then the spirit came in. They cannot stop crying, or they cannot stop laughing. Just keep crying, not stoppable. That's how it is. Huh? So don't submit to the spirits in the air. Many people submitted to it, they become rebellious. Huh? But we should be very careful. And chapter 2, verse 3. Timothy from Toronto. Okay, fulfilling the desire of flesh and of mind, we indulge ourselves in the lust of our flesh. Really, if we do not worship God, even after we worship God, sometimes we do that too. Not to mention that you don't have God, you don't have a moral system in your heart. Then people follow the flesh of their desire. What is the flesh of desire? What is the desire of your flesh? What is it? Huh? Galatians chapter 5 is very obvious, right? Turn to Galatians 5:19. Galatians, one book before it, one page before it. 5:19, Galatians 5:19, Enoch. Continue. Yeah, envy, murder, drunkenness, so on and so forth. So this is all desire flesh. The first one is adulteries, right? Nowadays, really, it's very sexual immoral. How many of you know this game? I did not play it, but I see this on the Facebook called Pokemon Go. What is Pokemon Go? What do they do? Just walk a lot. Is there an advanced version or something? Is there bad things inside? No? Oh, okay. Then I was wrong. I don't know anything about Pokemon Go. But some ads shows that they are addicted to a point that maybe this adults Pokemon Go. I don't know. You know, the wife was complaining the husband was addicted to the Pokemon Go, and they are bad stuff inside, right? I don't know what is it. But once I read from a news, there was an Australian girl trying to sleep as many men as she can, and she tried to break the records, compete with anyone. It's so, how come people can do that? And they post it on the internet. And sometimes you read those news, you just say, wow, the world is so weird, right? Some Chinese girl would have casual sex for iPhone 6. You give her iPhone 6, she can sleep with that person. And they post it on the internet. That's how sick our society is, right? This is desire of flesh. So, brethren, I don't know. I hope that your environment is better. What kind of friends you make is very important, no? What kind of friends you make is very important. How many of your friends really like to curse around? Choose another one. Because, I'm serious, when I was a little kid, I lost my Holy Spirit because I started to curse around. Why do I start to curse around? Because all my environment... curse around. They curse to show that they are very cool, right? They curse people to show that they are cool. And those are not Christian. So we should be very careful about this, yeah. Now this is when we are not converted. Now we are Christian. Now turn back to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 3 says that chapter 2, verse 3. Among whom also we were once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of mind, and were by nature children of wrath. Oh, by nature, we are children of wrath. We are doomed. Oh, that is before. We're dead in sin. We choose the wrong path. Oh, Adam chose the wrong path. We all follow the same path. Oh, but now we have Jesus Christ. We are alive in Christ, right? Let's read chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Steve from Elizabeth, can you read? Stephen, 8 and 9. Yes, we do not work anything to deserve. Jesus just come and give his grace to us. Some people say that when you have water baptism, you are saved by work, not saved by grace. Because you use the effort to go to the ocean to be baptized. How do you say that? No, it's by grace, not by work. Receive water baptism is not saved by work, but saved by grace. How do you answer them? Anyone? Huh? Yes, huh? Receive water baptism is not any work. Can you say that? Really, receive water baptism is receive the work of Jesus Christ. It's not our work. Isn't it? Hello? If baptism is justified by work, then Jesus Christ also justified by work. Right? Because Jesus Christ received water baptism to fulfill all righteousnesses, right? If you say that baptism is it's not a grace, it's a work, then I would say Jesus also got justified by work, not by grace. Understand my point? So just be very careful. So yes, indeed, we receive water baptism because it is the work, not your work. It is the work of Jesus Christ. Oh. And it is by grace, huh? By grace through faith. Huh? That's why before Stephen got baptized, I asked him, "Do you believe this? Believe it, Stephen? When you got baptized? April, yeah, he just got baptized. Yeah, he's our new brother." So I asked him, "Do you believe this? Do you have faith in this? Do you have faith in this?" Like yesterday we talked about this, right? It's amazing. When I go to Benin, I just came back from Benin. I was in Benin July, month of July. I went there. And we are preaching house to house. I realized people over there are so simple. You know, there was a gentleman. I went there. Because it was hot, so he did not wear top. He's a man, it's okay, right? We are all men, right? And now the door, he opened the door, and he realized that we are foreigners. He feel embarrassed, so he said, "Can you wait?" So he just put a shirt on. And because inside is very, very warm, so we have a bench. We sit outside. He listens so attentively. No matter what I say, he just nod his head. Just nod his head. You know? And then he started to... How come people over there are so easy? Because we believe by grace and through our own faith. And for them to have faith is so easy. You preach to them, they just keep nodding. Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. Do you believe? You say, "Yes, I believe." But we dare not to baptize them too early, right? We still need to give them time to digest what they have. What they have received. So no matter what, it is by grace through faith that we can have. Now verse 2, chapter 2, verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. Stephen from Philly. Okay, after we got baptized, right? We raise up together with him. Huh? We resurrect together with him. Huh? This talk about water baptism. Do you know that when you baptize, you raise up with Christ, right? You die and bury and resurrected with our Lord Jesus Christ, right? This is first resurrection. There will be second resurrection. That is when Jesus comes the second time. And then not only raise up together and make us sit together in heavenly place. So where are you sitting right now? Where are you sitting right now? Where are you sitting right now? According to this verse. In heavenly place. So where is this place? This is heavenly place, right? So you come to the heavenly Jerusalem. You come to Mount Zion, right? So really, you raise up over here is a spiritual realm. The Bible says, war, war, war to everyone who live on earth. According to the book of Revelation, if you are not in heavenly place, woe to you. Right? So you come here, this is heavenly Jerusalem, 天上的耶路撒冷, 你们现在是坐在天上, even though physically you sit on earth, you sit in Flushing, not Ozone Park, not Flushing, you sit in Ozone Park, but spiritually, over here, there are angels. If God open your eyes, you might see angels over here, right? Jesus is over here. Jesus' blood is over here. This is the firstborn's assembly. We read this verse already, right? Hello? We read this verse already, right? In the book of Hebrew. Yeah? This is the assembly. You know, you are firstborn, right? Do you know you are firstborn? Of course, physically, you could be secondborn. But spiritually, you are all firstborn. Firstborn have the birthright that you have two blessings. What type of blessing is this? Huh? Why Jacob fight for firstborn? Why? Huh? You fight for birthright for what? Huh? Inheritance. Our inheritance is heavenly kingdom and special blessing, right? That special blessing, huh? So everybody is the firstborn. Do you remember that verse? We'll read it again so you understand what I'm trying to say. Let's turn to Hebrew. Hebrew, which chapter is that? Chapter 12, verse 22. Who can read? Ni hao. Chapter 12, verse 22. Ni hao. 12, verse 22. You have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, Mount Zion. This is heavenly. So you are sitting in heaven. If you raise up with Jesus Christ, you are sitting in heaven. Okay? Continue reading. Yes, oh, even though you don't see it with your physical eyes, angels over here, 23. Yes, assembly and church of the firstborn, we are all the firstborns because we have inheritance. Who are? So you are registered in heaven. When you are registered in heaven, when you are baptized, your name was written in the book of life. Continue. Okay, so again, so this concept, you know, now you are alive in Christ. You are sitting in the heavenly Jerusalem. Okay, next slides. Where are we? So you are dead in sin, now you are alive in Christ, right? Now, let's look at the second portion of Ephesians chapter 2. Second portion, Ephesians chapter 2, talk about the grace of the cross. The grace of the cross. He talks about our past before we know Christ, and after we know Christ is different. Huh? It is the cross that makes us different. Huh? Please read chapter 2, verse 11. Chapter 2, verse 11. 2:11. 那个林浩, 你旁边那个叫什么名字? Huh? What is your English name? When did you come? First day. Did I call you to read? That's why I don't have any impression of a name. What's your name again? Jia Hao. What is your last name? Huh? Pan Jia Hao. 哪个家哪个好? Jia, 简成熟的家. Oh, oh, 家义的家. 好是好不好的好. 哪个好? 跟他一样, 他是好, 你念好。 家好, OK. 你可以读英文吗? OK. Read chapter 2, verse 11. OK. So you were a Gentile, uncircumcised, has no... You Gentile in flesh, called uncircumcised, by who is called the circumcision, huh, made in flesh by hands. Huh? So really, usually, how many of you are circumcised physically? Well, maybe this is your secret. I'm not going to ask you that. But usually, Gentile people, we don't do circumcision, right? Maybe your mother is very, maybe your family are very different, but usually, or most of you are Oriental. Maybe, why do I say this? Why? Because over here it says that according to the flesh, we are not circumcised. Really, in the old days, only one race circumcised. Nowadays, not only one race. Not only Judaism. Nowadays, even like a Muslim. You know that, right? Muslim also have circumcision. But what is the spiritual circumcision? Anyone? Huh? Yes. Physical circumcision, flesh circumcision is to get rid of filthiness. Again, you've got to imagine, in the old days, water is very precious. They don't have tap water like us. For them to take a shower, even like you go to third world, take a shower, you got to go to the lake or well to fetch water. And they put on the head or on the shoulder. It's not easy. Like for me to go to Africa, they only give me a bucket of water to wash from the top to the head. I really got to save, and also use that bucket to wash clothes. I really got to save the water, you know. Especially when you wash your hair, you got to make sure all the water should be saved to wash your clothes. In some places like that. That's why if you don't do circumcision, you accumulate a lot of dirt over there. But if you do circumcision, it's easy that they don't accumulate dirt. That's why a circumcision is to get rid of filthiness. And water baptism is to get rid of filthiness in your heart. So now we have spiritual circumcision. We don't need earthly circumcision anymore. Verse 12. Chapter 2. Did you read 11 or 12? I'm sorry. Can you read verse 12? 家好. Can you read verse 12? Know Christ. Yes, we are aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise. What type of promise God has with Israelites? What type of covenants God has with Israelites? Anyone? Can you remember anyone? 神跟亚伯拉罕立什么约? What kind of covenants God made with Abraham? Like he will be a big nation, yeah? His descendants will from him, all nations will be blessed, yeah? And like again, circumcision is a sign for this covenant, right? And we have nothing to do with the covenant. We have nothing to do with David's covenant also. God promised David that, you know, his kingdom, his son will be king from generation to generation. We have no part of this, right? So we are alien. We have no, there are so many good things God promised to Abraham, nothing to do with us. But now, let me ask you, now, does all the covenant have to, that have to do with Abraham, have to do with you? Before, you had nothing to do with that, but how about now, after you got baptized? Yes, right? Yes, right? Because God promised Abraham, he has many 土地跟子孙, right? Many children and inheritance, right? Now, after you believe in Jesus, you are children of Abraham as well, right? Do you call Abraham your forefather? Yeah? Hello? You are spiritual Jews. You are spiritual Israelites. You know, for some reason, my this is very personal, where I personally, this, I don't know if this is right to say, really, Jewish people, I just feel like they are part of us because they are children of God on earth, yeah? Because God chose Abraham, right? But we are also Abraham's children. So when I notice that, oh, they are Jewish people, for some reason, I just feel like, oh, they are different. They are earthly chosen people of God. Of course, in the future, the remnant of Jewish people will believe in true Jesus' church. So you just feel like we are one, that type of feeling. Oh, because I believe I'm also descendants of Abraham. Abraham have two type of descendants. One is like the stars in the sky. One is like the sands on the ocean. Okay? We are the stars in the sky. They are the sands on the ocean. That's how I feel. That's how I feel, right? So, before you come to Christ, we have nothing to do with all the covenants. But now, because of the cross, right, he made peace between us and them. Let's read chapter 2, verse 13. Chapter 2, verse 13. Hey, 你好的旁边那个是谁? Marvin, can you read?
13.
Mm-hmm. Yes, by the blood of Jesus Christ, right? You were far off. You have no association. You were son of rest. But because of the blood of Jesus Christ, you make peace with God. Now actually, you and God are one in spirit. Isn't that amazing? We are one in spirit. You and Jesus are one in spirit. This is recorded in 1 Corinthians, right? Let's read 1 Corinthians. Through his blood, and through his Holy Spirit. Chapter 6, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. 1 Corinthians 6, 17. 6, 17. Benny? 6, 17. Benny, you are Benny. You are not Benny. Are you Benny? Yes, huh? We are one spirit with him. He who joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. We are alien. We are foreigners. We have nothing to do with him. But after we got baptized, not only we make peace with him, we are one. In the future, you'll be one. Joined together, one with your spouse. You are one with your spouse. One body, right? And you are one with God, with Jesus, one spirit in the spirit. That's how wonderful it is, and it is through blood. Huh? Blood can forgive sin. Can you tell me blood can forgive sin from Old Testament? Blood can forgive sin. Because over here, we just read through blood, right? By his blood. Huh? Blood can forgive sin from the Old Testament. How do you know blood can forgive sin? Can someone say it? Yeah? pass over. Yes, thank you very much. They use blood to save life, right? They put it on doorposts, right? What else? What else? Thank you very much. What else? Blood can save people. Huh? Marvin, what do you say? Oh, yes, that's Jesus' blood. Yes, that blood was in the water baptism. That's why you are saved. Yeah? That is New Testament. I'm talking about Old Testament. When Adam sinned, what did God do? Huh? Kill an animal, right? To cover his shame, right? So to cover sin, you got to shed an animal. Many people believe it is a lamb. It's a lamb. That's why Abel became a shepherd. Because at that time, they don't eat meat. Yeah? Why did he raise lamb for? Raise lamb so that the skin can cover shame. You can, everybody wear sheepskin. 羊毛衣服. Everybody wear wool. Wool. To cover the shame. Yeah. But so, how many of you write Chinese character? How do you write righteousness in Huangtizi? Righteousness in Huangtizi is a lamb cover eye. Above is a lamb, yang, and down is an eye. Huh? So righteousness is a lamb about me. That is righteousness. So people believe that God shed a lamb's blood and cover Adam's shame. So in Old Testament, you already see the concept that by blood, shame will be washed away. You can save people. So let's turn to Hebrew. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrew chapter 9, verse 22. Hebrew 9:22, Stephen from Elizabeth. Hebrew 9:22. Yes, huh? According to the law, almost all things are purified without shedding blood. That's why Jesus got to shed his blood. That's why Marvin says a soldier pierced into his side, and that blood was in the blood. That was in the water. How do you know that at baptismal time the blood was in the water? How do you know? How do you know? Huh? Benny? Huh? Bible says so. Besides Bible says so, what else do you know? Huh? Because you believe. Besides you believe, what else do you know? The blood was in the water. Vision, yes. Also, because of why? Really, it's because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit move over there, right? Move over there. Holy Spirit is God. God transcends time and space, right? Hello? And then 2,000 years ago's blood, 2,000 years ago's Jesus' blood occur in the water because of Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is God. God can work miracle. That's why his blood is over there. So three become one. Water, blood, and Holy Spirit. Right? So through, now let's go back to chapter 2, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you were once was far off, has been brought near, even one, become one in spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ. Not only you make peace with God, you also make peace with man. Chapter 2, verse 14 and on. Chapter 2, verse 14 and on. Ephesians 2, 14. Let's read to 16. 14 to 16. Tim, can you read 14 to 16? In his flesh, the law of his commandments and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one. oh wow, you read so fast that I cannot catch up with you. My eyes cannot catch up with you. Okay, there are two over here. Who are these two? But he himself is our peace. Jesus is our peace, right? Who has made both one. Who are these both? According to chapter 14 to 16, verse 14 to verse 16. Who are made both one. Who are these both? And has broken down the middle wall of separation. These two were separated before, but now there's no more war in between. Huh? Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is the law of commandments, contained in ordinance, so as to create to himself one new man from the two. So two become one new man. So who are these two become one new man? That's making peace. Who are these two? Become one new man. Anyone? Thank you. Jewish and Gentiles, right? Jewish and Gentile had a war in the past. Right? You know that, right? Like I said, Jewish always treat Gentiles like pigs and dogs. Even like they cannot eat at the same table. Cannot. Peter got to bring six people to go with him to visit Cornelius. Why he bring six people? Because he wanted people to prove that he is innocent. He was sent by the Holy Spirit, by angel, huh? To go to his house and they don't receive Holy Spirit. He got someone to prove to them because they don't have any association with Gentile. That's why Samaritan woman talked to Jesus. Why do you want water from me? We don't talk to each other. I am Samaritan. I am half Jews. I am not pure Jew. Even half Jews cannot associate with pure Jew in the old days. Oh, but so Jewish, because Jewish have this kind of mentality, that's why people hate Jewish also. That's why Hitler killed 600,000 Jewish people. Because they have this type of mentality. Oh. But again, through crosses, two become one. We become one. One is that one new creation. We are all children of God. So I don't know if nowadays Jewish people know this. Because nowadays, still many Jewish people do not believe in Jesus. Most of Jewish people nowadays, they still believe in Judaism. We don't even have true Jesus church in Judea. We have brother go to a Hebrew university and he tried to form a Bible study over there by himself. We might have some Chinese brother to bring this over there, but very few, I think. But we don't have church over there yet. We don't know when the gospel will reach that land. Of course, like, for example, I have friends, my coworker who is Jew, but he is an atheist. He's a Jew, but he's an atheist. There are some Jews, they become secular already. But still, most Jews, they still believe in Judaism, right? They don't feel like we are one with them. But any Christian Jew, anyone that come to believe in the Bible, they know that there's no enmity between we and them. We are one in a family. Huh? So chapter 2, verse 19. Yeah, Paul, you know I'm going to call your name, right? Paul. Yeah. You know what? Ephesians, they are all, most of them, I'm sorry, Ephesians, most of them are Gentiles, right? Hello? Yeah? Remember, they were Turkey nowadays, yeah? Hello? They are Turkey nowadays. So, now they believe in the Christianity, and some Jews even want them to have circumcision in the past. You now, you become, you know, if you want to be, let's say, one day you marry to a sister. You marry to a Jewish people. Do you know what you need to do? You need to learn how to cook kosher food. Right? And number two, you need to be converted into Judaism. That's how it is. That's why Jewish people, now you want to become one with them, all the Christians need to do circumcision. That's why they have strong debate in Jerusalem. Because Jewish Christian insists that you, if you do not do circumcision, you are not part of us. Because, like I said, anybody want to be converted to Judaism, they need to have circumcision, right? But again, Paul says, we are not Judaism church, we are Christian church. Physical thing is not important anymore. Even the law has been fulfilled. The law has been fulfilled by the cross of Jesus Christ. So we can do away with many laws except 10 commandments, right? Why 10 commandments is separate from regular Mosaic law? Anybody? Why? 摩西的律法当中那些典章律例 都被主耶稣的十字架成全的 Why? Why is that? Anybody? Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Ten Commandments is written by God's finger. Okay? And the other books of Moses, of course, they are instructed by to Moses, but they are not written by God's finger. And the Bible put them separately. Let's turn to Deuteronomy. Chapter 31, 26. Maybe from 24 to 26. Edward. Deuteronomy 31, 24 to 26. Okay, where did they put the book of the law? Where? Beside the ark, right? Where did they put the two tablets of stones? Inside the ark. So you can see, even from the old times, they separated. Ten commandments inside, the other is beside. So today, Jesus said, if you want to go into the heavenly kingdom, you shall abide the Ten Commandments to the young Jewish ruler, right? So, yeah. So Paul says, no need for we to circumcise Ephesians are Christian. Yeah, we are all one family member now. Not only we are all one family member, we shall build together the house of God. Turn to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 22. Ephesians 2, 22. Maybe start from 20 to 22. Huh? If it is 20 to 22, handsome. Yeah, 20 and 22. Yes. You also being put together. So we are together, we form the house of God. So when you put together, it's not easy, you know? Like for you to live together, is it easy? For you to live together, is it easy? Maybe it's not easy too, right? Because some people like to sleep late. Some people like to sleep early. Some people snow. Some people do not snow. Some people go to the bathroom 3 o'clock. Some people don't, right? Some people grind their teeth. Some people don't. Some people kick around, some people don't. So it's not easy, right? And you got to follow the bells and stuff. But it is not easy to sleep together, not to build a church together, to build a Queen's Church together. When it comes to general meeting, I have this idea, we should paint the wall, not this color, we should paint it pink. The other say, the chair, the color is not good, we should have a cushion. No, it's not easy. Everybody have different opinion, right? But we should work as one. The color is not important. No color. You know what is most important? The most important thing in the church when we build it together is, number one, the mission given by God, preaching gospel. Number two, another mission given by Jesus, pastor his sheep. These two are most important. The rest of it, minor, yeah. Pink color, but I still think pink color will be weird. It's not as regular. I think this color is more common. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that general affair is important. Most important is religious affair when it comes to build up the Church of God. Okay? Without preaching gospel, without pastoral the household, cooking, without member, where, do you need a cooking? If there's no member come to worship, do you need cooking? You still need cooking, food to eat. You don't need cooking, right? So a lot of general affair is to support, really, religious affair. So when we work together, most important thing is that is for the kingdom of God, to carry out his mission. Oh. Okay, that is chapter 2. Chapter 3, chapter 3, Paul talk about his stewardship. In the first part, talk about his stewardship. His apostleship or stewardship is a grace from God. Chapter 3, verse 2. Chapter 3, verse 2. Tom, 你可以读吗? 读中文, 英文都可以. Chapter 3, verse 2. It's up to you. Yeah, if indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. So God has given a grace to Paul. This grace is that he became an apostle. He became an apostle. Timothy, read verse 8. Verse 8. 7 and 8, sorry. 3, 7 and 8. Parental, Timothy. I become a minister. This is a grace, yeah? A grace that God gave to him. Become a minister. Continue reading. How many times he talk about this is a grace? At least 3 times, right? So really, to serve the Lord is a grace. Oh. Not because today I'm a pastor, not because I am any better than you, but because I have more grace than you. I'm sorry. I have more grace because God chose me to be a minister. Right? So really, it's to be a pastor, to serve the Lord is a special grace. So if you, one day people want to ordain you as a deacon, Stephen, do you reject the grace? Okay, very good. Or Paul, do you fight because it's a grace? I want it. You're better than me, ordain me as a deacon. Do you fight? Wait. What do you mean by this? You fight. You fight for to be a deacon. Huh? Oh. The stewardship in the church, no matter it is elder or deacons or any ministers, they are considered grace. Not because they are any better than you, but because they are a lot more. Because to serve God, it is a, so we don't fight, we don't reject. 不惧不求. You don't reject, you don't seek, you don't fight for it. But if God wants you to have this grace, don't reject. I seldom see people fighting for this position. You know why? Because people know the truth before they ordain. Because they are more mature members, that's why I ordain them, right? So I don't see people truly fight. If they truly fight, they cannot be. Some people, they do not know. For example, one of my relatives, he did not go to church anymore. Actually, he passed away already. He talked to the council member. I want to be an RE coordinator. He was not even an RE teacher yet. but he thinks he is able to be an IE coordinator. They'll just say, I'm sorry, this is by election. I cannot make decision by myself. You know, all the church, if you can be an IE teacher or not, it's not decided by one person. It's the council member vote anonymously. So vote in secret, right? If you pass like 2/3 majority, then they will make you an IE teacher. The same thing, IE coordinator, council, even council member are voted, yeah? You know that, right? Every time voted in general meeting, yeah? It's a secret vote, right? Secret ballot, right? The same thing. Like, even as a pastor, the same thing. We got to go through three stages. One is church council member, 2/3 church council, 2/3 pass the general assembly. Later on, before that is enrolled, later on also got to pass general assembly to be ordained, also 2/3, right? So, but you think it's men, but it's not men. It's like people make decision with the Holy Spirit. So that's why we are ordained, is from God. It's a grace. Three times Paul mentioned it is a grace. So don't reject and don't fight for it. But of course, to be a minister, hopefully you are moved, especially in USA, right? We are missing a lot of full-time worker. If one day you feel like working in the society is not as important, not as good, not as valuable, please consider, if God moves you, you really got to pray for it, because it's a very, very precious, valuable, and a lot of grace. Oh, I don't have time. I really want to share a lot of grace that I receive. Not only itself, is even like you, after you become a preacher or a worker of God, you continue to receive a lot of grace. Maybe not materially, but spiritually or mentally. Indeed, there are a lot of grace. So let's pray in silence.